Hi guys, this is the host of Sarah Speaks here again. I'm Sarah, for those that don't know. Like, why wouldn't you know? I mean, why wouldn't you know? That's the name of the podcast, Sarah Speaks. Who else will be speaking? Maybe... Who else will be speaking? Now I feel stupid for introducing myself. Whatever. I'm back with positive energy and positive vibes for your day. I hope you've had a wonderful day, a blessed day, and a positive day. If you've had any negative thoughts today, please retract them and replace them with positive thoughts like you are beautiful, you are wise, and any other thing you want to tell yourself, because whatever you tell yourself sticks and all. So, yeah, speaking of that, today, I'm going to be speaking about positive mindset and positivity. So, what does positive mindset entail? I don't know. To me, it just seems like if you have a positive mindset, like your whole life can be only filled with positive things. Like, whatever you think about positive, like towards anything you're going through, like you just think positive of every situation. That's what like positive mindset is to me. Like, you think positive of every situation. You think about the best outcome of every situation. Like, if, like for example, for a test that's coming up, if you have a positive mindset, the kind of things that will be in your head are this. I don't know, Shaq. But your head will be filled with stuff like, I'm going to ace that test. I'm going to be good. Like, my test score is going to be awesome. My test score is going to be wonderful. And yes, that actually has helped a lot of people. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but why not? So, my friend was having a conversation with somebody, and the person told her that, mindset is like all that matters in basically anything you do. So the person was like, he has beards, right? But like, no one ever calls him for beards. By the way, I mean, see you guys, so like you can understand how beards, guys are not allowed to keep beards or high hair or like wear chains, a lot of all those restrictions. Yeah, so person was telling my friend that he has beards, but like nobody is ever going to call him because he has the mindset that nobody is going to ever call him. Do you understand? So like, because of his mind made way for like him. His mind has set like his life around. There's this scripture, I think it's Proverbs 23 verse 7. It's one of our scriptures in one course that we're doing, teams. So in that scripture it says, guard your hearts with all diligence, or guard your mind with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life. So like, if you need any confirmation or anything that your mind really like actually does control your life, the Bible is there for you. The Bible is telling you that your mind controls everything without, like inside control without. So yesterday, I don't know if this is going to be yesterday when I upload, but basically in a chapel service that we had on a Thursday, the chancellor came and he said, if you want to stop something, like something on the physical, you're going to have to stop it on the inside. He said, you can't stop something outside if you don't stop it on the inside first. Like, the thoughts, actions come as a result of thoughts. So if you don't kill the thoughts, you can't kill the action. Like, basically, I think what he was trying to like attack at that point, or like face at that point, was like addictions and sin and everything. Sin comes from like your inside. You first of all, anything you do, you have to have thought of it. It just has, like, it has to be bred from the mind. You might not have thought about the pros and cons and everything, but you have thought of doing the thing before you even did it. You have thought about it before you did it. So he was saying the only way to basically to stop sin is stopping it from inside. So if you sin with your mind, you've already sinned, because if you sin with your mind, you are surely going to sin like on the outside. If you sin in your mind, you are going to sin on the outside, because that's just how life works. I don't know if I'm allowed to pass my friend, but I'm going to do it either way to show like how powerful thoughts are. I was speaking to my friend this morning, wanted to make like a meal, and then I was like, oh my gosh, your spoon isn't here. It's my roommate, actually. Your spoon isn't here. He left it in someone's room. She was like, now I won't be able to like eat because my spoon isn't here. She now says to me, she actually does psychology, so every time she's talking about all this weird mind and soul things. So she said, you know what, I know that this is all a mindset. I can use someone's spoon if I want, but my mind won't allow me to. She was like, what did she say? She was like, it's all a mindset. If I see someone's spoon, I'm like, that's not my spoon, so I'm not going to use it. It's all in her mind. Nobody's spoon is dirty, but because she doesn't use spoons like from other people, whether they are clean or not, like, she doesn't share spoons at all. So she's like, that's not my spoon, so I'm not going to use it. That's just like how powerful her mind is. That's how powerful our mind is. We're also having another TMC lecture one day, and the person that was teaching us, she was like, do you know that if you want to pay your school fees by yourself, you can do it. Like you can imagine the reaction she got from saying that. But like after then I thought about it, and it's so true. Like if I put it in my mind that I can pay my school fees by my 200 level, my mind will make the universe work for me. The universe will work for me in that state. Like the world will work for me to make me have ideas that will be able to pay my school fees by my 200 level by whenever I want to. So your mind works like together with the universe in for your good, for whatever you think, for whatever you say. And we know that the mind is powerful, but so is the tongue. And whatever you think, you speak. If you think negative, there's no way positive things will be coming out of your mouth. Even if positive things do come, there's no intention behind it. It's just you speaking vain words, and vain words don't matter. Whatever you speak, you will see. Like, whatever you say, you will actually see. So for like a while, I tried my best to only speak positive things, like in the morning when I wake up. That's I feel like that's a go-to for everybody. Just try it, guys. You guys should absolutely try it. My listeners everywhere, try speaking like 5 positive things to yourself when you wake up every morning, and see if it changes your life or not. It changed my life personally. Sarah is telling you that it changed her life, and I hope it does for your life as well. So guys, that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Please hit me up on my socials and give me a review. Give me feedback. And if you're listening, please give me a 5-star review. Thank you, guys. Tootles. Oh my gosh, wait. I forgot the working thoughts of the day. So today's working thoughts of the day is... if you set your mind up for disappointment, you will be disappointed. Just think about this. Like, think about times you've actually set your mind up for disappointment and then you were disappointed. Like, for example, you expected, you asked someone to do something for you, but in your head you're like, this person will not even do it safe. And then you were actually proved right. Like, you were disappointed. So, yeah. Goodbye, guys, for real this time.